Hi, my name is Madeline.
And my name is Olivia.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids, all about the library,
the Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Hello, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out. My name is Ellen, and I'm here today with Suzanne. We work together at the Elmer Library. How are you today, Suzanne?
I'm doing great, actually. I just got back from a holiday in Ottawa, and I went spelunking.
Spelunking?
I did, yes.
What is spelunking?
Spelunking is when you go exploring in caves.
How?
It was very cool. We got to see how the cave was formed, and we got to see where the bats live in the wintertime, but there were no bats there, thank goodness.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I think I'd be a little nervous.
I wasn't. I don't know why. I thought I might be being so far underground, but it was just a lot of fun. It was fun to explore.
I love Ottawa. I love the museums and the old architecture. It's a beautiful city.
It's really beautiful. And we got to sit along the Ottawa River and have a picnic and enjoy the view.
Oh, lovely. I'm glad you got to get away over the summer. Anyway, we brought with us two stories today. The first book we're going to read is about a young frog who is very excited about winter and all of the fun things he's going to do in the snow, until a wise old owl tells him that frogs hibernate during the winter. It's called I Don't Want to Go to Sleep by Dev Petty, pictures by Mike Bolt.
I can't wait for winter.
Why?
The snow, the fun. Pig told me all about it. I'll skate and drink warm things. Did I mention the snow?
Oh, sorry. You don't get to have fun in winter.
Why not?
Because you're a frog and frogs hibernate.
I don't know what that means, but I don't like it.
It means you sleep. Your dad is hibernating now.
He is?
Didn't you wonder where he's been?
That explains a lot. I want to be like Cat curled up by a fire.
You can't do that.
Why not? Frogs like to be warm.
There's a fine line between warm and crispy.
Okay, I want to be like Pig. Pig sleeps in a fluffy plaid blanket.
You can't do that.
Why not?
First of all, you could get lost in here. Also, plaid isn't your color. Mostly, though, I'm taking this blanket.
I want to play in the snow like Rabbit, then.
You can't play in the snow.
Why not?
Ever heard of a snow frog?
No.
Want to guess why? Let me explain. In winter, frogs sink to the bottom of a pond and cover themselves in mud. Then they sleep there until spring. See?
Ah! So everyone will be having fun while I'm asleep in the mud?
Yes, hibernating, like your friend Bear.
I don't want to be a bear.
What's wrong?
You're all going to have fun. And I'm going to spend winter sleeping like a cold, muddy bear frog.
A bear frog's not a thing.
Well, we don't have that much fun in winter, Cat says.
Rabbit says, sometimes I burn my tongue on my cocoa.
Pig says, I lost my scarf once.
Owl says, my snowballs aren't always round.
Oh, thanks for trying, guys.
Is there anything we can do?
Well, there is one thing.
What do you think Frog wants his friends to do? Let's find out. Well, they're all snuggled up in the mud together, ready to sleep by the looks of it. Frog has a book, his stuffed animal, and an alarm clock.
Thanks for coming, everyone. Just think, It's only 139 days until spring.
Did he say 139?
The end. Wow. Frog has great friends.
I'll say, I don't think I'd want to spend the winter in the mud.
Do you think Frog's friends spent the entire winter with him in the mud?
They seem like really good friends, that's for sure.
I don't know. What do you think out there? I hope you like that story. We have another one for you. This book is also about animals. A farmer is determined to grow some vegetables in his garden, but every time he tries, three bunnies sneak in and cause trouble. It's called Muncha 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 by Candace Fleming. Pictures by G. Brian Karras.
For years, Mr. McGreeley dreamed of planting a garden. He dreamed of getting his hands dirty, of growing yummy vegetables, and of gobbling them all up. But he never once tried it until... "This spring," said Mr. McGreeley, "this spring, by golly, I'm going to plant a garden." So he hoed, and he sowed, and he watched his garden grow. "Lettuce, carrots, peas, tomatoes, yum, yum, yummy," said Mr. McGreeley. "I'll soon fill my tummy with crisp, fresh veggies." But one night, when the sun went down and the moon came up, three hungry bunnies appeared.
Tippy, 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 pat. Muncha, muncha, muncha.
The next morning, when Mr. McGreeley saw his gnawed sprouts, he was angry. So he built a small wire fence all around his vegetable garden. "There," he declared, "no bunny can get into my garden now." And the sun went down, and the moon came up, and...
Tippy, 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 pat. Spring hurdle, dash, dash, dash. Muncha, muncha, muncha.
The next morning, when Mr. McGreeley saw his nibbled leaves and gnawed sprouts, he was really angry. So he built a tall wooden wall behind the small wire fence all around his vegetable garden. "Humph," he huffed, "those flop ears will never get over it. No bunny can get into my garden now." And the sun went down, and the moon came up, and...
Tippy, 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 pat. Dig Scrabble. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Spring hurdle. Dash, dash, dash. Muncha, muncha, muncha.
The next morning, when Mr. McGreeley saw his chewed stems, his nibbled leaves, and his gnawed sprouts, he was really, really angry. So he made a deep, wet trench outside the tall wooden wall behind the small wire fence all around his vegetable garden. "Ha!" he snorted. "Those puffed tails can't get under it. They can't get over it. No bunny can get into my garden now." And the sun went down, and the moon came up, and...
Tippy, 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 pat. Dive paddle. Splash, splash, splash. Dig Scrabble. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Spring hurdle. Dash, dash, dash. Muncha, muncha, muncha.
The next morning, when Mr. McGreeley saw his chomp blossoms, his chewed stems, his nibbled leaves, and his gnawed sprouts, he was furious. So he hammered and blocked, sawed and stalked, drilled and filled, and trapped and locked, and he built a huge, enormous thing before the deep, wet trench outside the tall wooden wall behind the small wire fence all around his vegetable garden. "I've outsmarted those twitch whiskers for sure," he exclaimed. "They can't get through it, they can't get under it, and they can't get over it. No bunny, no way, no how can get into my vegetable garden now. And the sun went down, and the moon came up, and...
Tippy, 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 stop!
The three hungry bunnies looked and smelled and touched the huge, enormous thing before them, and...
Tippy, 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 pat!
The bunnies hopped away. The next morning, when Mr. McGreeley saw his untouched vegetables, he was... happy! I beat the bunnies, he whooped, and did a jiggly-wiggly victory dance. Then he climbed over, jumped across, squeezed between, and crawled under until he reached his vegetable garden. Ah, sighed Mr. McGreeley. At last, smacking his lips, he picked and pulled up lettuce, carrots, peas, tomatoes, and with his basket overflowing, he reached inside for something yummy.
What do you think he found inside his basket? Let's turn a page and find out. Oh no, the three bunnies outsmarted Mr. McGreeley by sneaking into his basket and eating his carrots. Muncha, muncha, muncha. The end. How do you think this story ended?
Actually, I think it had a happy ending. I know Mr. McGreeley didn't want those bunnies in his garden, but they outsmarted him, and I think he's going to be a good sport.
If you can't beat them, join them.
That's for sure.
Oh, that was fun. I hope you enjoyed our stories today.
You know what? If you really enjoyed these stories today, especially the frog one, I know there's more frog stories in our library. For instance, there's I Don't Want to Be a Frog, I Don't Want to Be Big, and There's Nothing to Do, all by Dev Petty.
Yeah, come visit us at the library whenever you have a chance, and we'd love to help you find these books and many more. Or just come in and say hi.
I hope to see you there. Bye!
Bye-bye!
Gendach, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, and radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hab Johann dit Programm geglecht. Ich san Mary Ham, and ich schauf by the Elmer Library. We haunt a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack die wat ye wel vorn, de zand ola nu oop. De oopner stund zand on de library dern te zijn. Ye can a phone, nend op phoneme as 5891-1500-09, van jut nog my information failed. Bitte koop nan en zeit wat we han in onze libraries tom junt en juna familia, Matt Halton.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.